We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We gonna get it. Good morning, everybody. It's Shakeaway time. Tim Shea, welcome to the Tuesday, November 21 edition. We got some bucks for you. Coming up. But first, Tim Shea and many Shakeaways. Tim, how are you?
I am good. Boy, starting off with the music right away.
Yeah, I mixed it up. I changed it. I changed it to keep people on their toes.
I love it.
How are you?
I'm good. It's been a while.
Yeah, I miss you.
I miss you too.
Well, that's why I'm excited to see you in person.
I know.
We have a lunch date.
I can't wait.
And we were supposed to have that last week. That's apologies to me. I was worn down from Pittsburgh, man.
And look at me. I'm coming 2 days after my vacation, my second one.
Yeah, you got another vacation. We're going to have a date. We're going to Tupelo Honey. Okay? So Tim and I are going to be at Tupelo Honey. My treat, wow. Of course. Yeah. Do you want me to pick you up or what? I can pick you up.
Maybe I'll meet you there.
Meet me there?
Okay, fine. Okay.
Whatever works better for you. I just want you to know the last time I went there, I sat next to David Gruber.
I told you I was disappointed.
Yes, I didn't put a camera in his face.
Yes, exactly.
Ask him about council, but we'll be at Tupelo Honey again. We've been talking about these guys. TupeloHoneyCafe.com if you want to make your reservations. When you do that, and a lot of you guys are really funny in the notes. I think the last note they showed me that it said like "fuck Craig Council," although it was like "f Craig Council." It wasn't
Didn't you say that? Like, put this in the comment code.
Yeah, I was kind of joking, but not really.
Well,
so yeah, there's a place on the reservations. When you make the reservation, you put like Bart Winkler show, whatever. And then in November, they're doing a 20% off deal. So if you can get there yet this week, or maybe the week after Thanksgiving, you know, you're not going to want to cook. You can do brunch on the weekend. You can do some time during the day. You can take the family there. You can go next week, lunch or dinner or whatever. TupeloHoneyCafe.com. I had the sriracha honey chicken last week, so we'll see what I get this time.
Do you like to mix it up, like not get the same thing?
Oh, I got to get something different.
Okay.
I'll still get them grits, though.
You know who's a big fan of that place?
David Gruber.
Kevin Holden.
Oh, well, we got to take Holdy there. Oh, it probably does remind. Holden's from Georgia, so some of that Southern food.
Him and his wife love that place.
Probably does remind him of that a little bit. So we'll be there. Where to start? We got a lot to recap over the weekend. I want to start with the Brewers.
Go but, Brewers.
Yeah. No Woodruff. Your reaction?
I mean, he kind of had to be done, but it sucks. It really sucks for him. And, you know, like they said, well, there's a chance for him to come back. He ain't coming back.
Well, this is like with Corey Knebel. I mean, not as the same kind of stature, but a similar kind of situation where there was a year that Corey Knebel could have come back, but we would have to pay him essentially to rehab. and we weren't going to do that. And the Dodgers did, and they were able to give him just $5 million. Hey, come here and rehab. And then he eventually like pitched in August and bounced around a few other places, but we can't do that. And that's, no. You know, that's the shitty part about baseball is you have this guy that wants to be here, that liked being here. We like him. The team likes him, and they just can't afford. You can't sink like for Woodruff's, you know, well, why don't you come back for $1 million? You know, whatever. I mean, he's going to get paid, but, and a team's going to be well to invest in that. It can't be us. And that sucks. And maybe he comes back, maybe whatever, somehow, some way, but it kind of feels like that one's over. And then, if he's gone, you might as well just trade Burns. Burns was on TV the other day saying he had no discussions about a long-term, which I don't remember the last time a Brewer has said, yeah, we've had discussions. I never remember.
They never
have discussions.
So then you might as well just, you know, get rid of Adames too and just start all over.
Oh, yeah, we should get rid of Adames anyway.
Well, you know, the Brewers, they think that's going to be their big signing this offseason.
Also not coming back, J.C. Mejia.
Mejia.
I've heard it both ways.
Yeah.
And Rowdy Tellez.
Ooh.
But in his absence, the Brewers have acquired Jake Bowers, who,
please tell me he's not going to be the first baseman.
Jake Bowers is a guy who in some of these fantasy leagues, this one I'm in, Dynasty Keepers.
Oh, God.
I drafted him when he was in, like, single A and have been waiting for Jake Bowers to be good forever.
He'd fit right in, I think. I think I saw his career batting average 210. He's a Brewer.
Yeah, hasn't happened. So the Brewers, yeah.
And Pat Murphy's been named manager since we've last talked.
Yeah, how do you feel about that?
Meh. Great. Good for him.
Didn't you like at the press conference when Ricky Weeks said fuck?
Oh, yes. Ricky Weeks. Can we get over? No, sorry. Can we get over like hiring former players, please? Like, I want someone that's doesn't have ties to this baseball team.
Council left us at the altar, man. What are we supposed to do?
You could have gotten David Ross.
Yeah, I wanted David Ross.
I think a lot of people did.
I don't even know that he's good. I just wanted him.
He's all right. Look what he did with the Cubs last year. No one expected that.
But then again, managers, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see how good Craig Council is. We'll see. We'll see how many wins a manager brings.
$8 million worth?
Yeah, I want to reset the market. Mets guy gets 1.5. That was the worst narrative coming out of that.
Yeah.
He's never going to reset shit. Council getting 8 doesn't mean like the Guardians are going to pay fucking Steven Vogt 9.
But I did see a good tweet from Grant that Pat Murphy reset the pay scale for bench coaches.
Yes. Yes.
So
do we know how much Murphy's making or not?
Not that I know of. We might have to ask that might have to be like a Adam McKelvey dig deep for that number.
Probably like they probably didn't even give him a raise.
I would probably say $2 million at the most.
Well, they offered 5.5 to Craig.
Yeah, they gave
which probably wasn't a real. I don't think that wasn't. They knew he wasn't going to take it.
So. Yeah,
they just offered that to offer it.
I'm going to say $2 million, and that's on the high end.
Tim, your thoughts on the Bucks? Everybody wanted Adrian Griffin fired, and then they won 3 in a row after a game they won, by the way, which
it's been a bad weekend for haters of this, you know, of people in the people athletic haters or athlete haters or coach haters this week.
Yeah.
This weekend, I should say. We don't get too many of these weekends where everybody wins, so.
Well, and I'm like, I'm kind of disappointed in the Brew Hoop angle of this. They're the ones that, I mean, it was a guest column, Archon 14, and it was a guest column. But then they're playing all like, oh, the staff doesn't represent the staff. But there's no staff, first of all. I've run a blog. There's no staff. You might get a little scratch here. Like, there's no, like, even this podcast, there's no staff.
Get your staff going here. Where's your staff?
If one of you guys start coming on here and spouting nonsense, I'm giving you the platform.
No. That's your staff now.
Yeah, our staff doesn't, you know, agree with the Packers tanking, but yet I give those guys a platform. I have to be responsible in some way. You can't just wash your hands clean of it all, which is what they're doing. So we'll talk more Bucks later. All right, Badgers, and I do want some shakeaways.
The only shakeaway that could go from this Badger game is that they are bowl eligible, baby, for the 22nd year in a row.
What's going your bowling. Shakeaway?
Well, it was a great. You know what? They played their best game of the year, and it didn't start out well either.
Were they up 14-0?
It was 14-0 after like two long 50-yard runs.
So what was the mood like? Because you were there
Once it was 14-0, it was like, all right, here we go again.
Did people leave? Were people even there?
Yeah. Yeah. Ooh. It filled up. It filled up.
I saw some pictures where you could get tickets for $3.
You could get really, really cheap tickets for the game. And I think people took advantage of that. But a night game, it was a little colder. That's why they were cheap. And they're not good.
Well, and they're playing fucking Nebraska.
Nebraska, who is now has to win or they are not bowl eligible. A lot of big games for to get teams bowl eligible in the Big Ten next week.
Yeah, I guess.
But the mood was down when it was 14-0, but the defense stepped up after that.
And, did it turn into a party afterwards?
Oh, yes, it did. They celebrated very like they just won the Big Ten East or West. After
that, I don't mind when these teams celebrate. Like even Clemson stormed the field; their fans did against North Carolina. I don't care.
It was a trophy game too, so you got to celebrate.
Well, we haven't lost to Nebraska in like a decade, have we?
We've lost to them one time since they've joined the Big Ten.
Yeah,
and that was on a last-second field goal.
Yeah, so I want to keep that going, Nebraska, and you can't lose to a team that Colorado beat.
No, and you know what? It does not matter how bad Nebraska is; their fans travel. Holy cow!
Really?
Yes, it was loud. They are loud. Yes.
Maybe they scooped up on tickets.
I think they did. They were. I mean,
like when they were cheap,
where they put the visiting fans. In Camp Randall, you know, the pre-sold tickets already, those were all sold out. So they like to have a good time.
And they booze yet at Camp Randall?
No, I think next year they're going to start it because they're doing it this year at the Kohl Center and the arena where the women's hockey team plays, Laban Arena. So they're selling beer there, alcohol. And then next year, you'll be able to. That's the hint. So,
great.
And they've done studies on it where they're like, people will be less drunk, like students. So
that doesn't make sense. They're not of age to buy the booze.
Some are.
Oh. Badgers hosted Virginia on Monday night in basketball, but I don't really.
Yeah.
Maybe someone will mention that later. And then, some Packers shakeaways.
Well, you know, I had one on your last show, and it sounds like Aaron Jones is not as hurt as everyone thought he was.
Yeah, a lot of Twitter doctors said he was out for a year.
The play calling was a little better, very, very smidgen a little better. That was nice to see. Jordan Love's looking more and more comfortable. He's actually looking like a quarterback. That was nice. Special teams had an okay day. Missed a field goal there, but there was a punt in the game where...
We're breaking down punts?
Yeah, breaking down punts. Defense only gave up 20 points to the very, very high scoring offense. So that was nice to see.
I need to bitch about a guy.
Oh boy.
Well, I put on my Facebook page the Bart Winkler show. Three words, put them all together. Packers 1.5 games out of the 7 seed. Oh, and this guy, Andy, who I had on the show, he's a Bears fan. I talked to him this summer. We had a nice chat. And he's real adamant that Love sucks. And he's a Bears fan. He also did a video. The last time the Bears got a win, he did a video doing win losses, and he took the Bears to be a 10-win football team after they were like 2-5. And there's another guy. There's another guy, Nathan, on my Twitter, adamant that Love sucks. And I said, look how good he played. Well, it was against the Chargers. They suck. Well, what do you want then? What do you want? What more could you have wanted from that performance from Jordan Love?
What are you expecting him to do in Detroit?
I think the Packers are going to win.
What?
Uh-huh. I think they're winning this football game.
Oh, we might have to make a little bet when we do go out for lunch.
The Packers have gone to Detroit on Thanksgiving too many times and lost in seasons where they shouldn't have. I'm thinking a year Dre Bly had 2 interceptions against us. I was holed up in a hotel with my family for that game in Madison. There's also my, a game that, Rodgers that, got that, concussed.
That's my vacation spot. Stay away.
Yeah. No, I think we're gonna ruin their momentum.
Ruin their Thanksgiving. The turkey won't be tasting well in Detroit.
Jordan Love is eating something after that game. He's being interviewed on the broadcast, and he's gonna put his mouth into a big old leg.
He's gonna receive his first trophy, the Galloping Gobbler.
Yeah. Hey, where are you on this whole turkey food discourse?
Huh?
There's a big backlash about Thanksgiving food.
I haven't heard that one. I've heard the one about Christmas, but.
Well, like turkey. Turkey's not that great compared to other foods.
Well, yeah.
That's why you soak it in gravy.
Okay.
The Thanksgiving meal is turkey, mashed potatoes. Oh, you got a call. Just forget it. We're doing stuff anyway. We got off the sports and stuff. We're doing stuff anyway. Tim is joining me at work, and he's taking a phone call. And on the Dan Cheney YouTube stream, although I did not post this on YouTube, he is taking a call. Or maybe I did. I don't know. I probably didn't. Maybe I have to now just to watch Tim giggle on a phone. Oh, somebody, he's really into it now. Oh, he's shaking his head. No, he's smiling. You know that Tim Shea smile he does when somebody like catches him off guard? Oh, he's got his eyebrows raised. Oh, and then he took the video away. Oh, that's sad. Tim Shea. All right. I don't want to talk about it anymore. I changed my mind.
All right. Well, I didn't know there was a war on turkey.
Well, like Zach Galb's got a big thing on lasagna. Your girl at the station there, Sam, wants lasagna
for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
All right. I like
lasagna. Of all the anti-Thanksgiving lasagna, what was this push for lasagna?
I like to be traditional. Give me the turkey.
Yeah.
Do you have plans for Thanksgiving? Do you post or do you go away?
Oh, we'll go up to Appleton.
Okay. That's what I figured. I don't see you cooking a turkey.
I will jump on the stream after Packers Lions.
I'll probably join you.
And I have cooked a turkey. In college, we did a Friendsgiving. Oh. And I was responsible for the turkey, and I cooked it, and it was good.
Okay. I don't get defensive.
I shouldn't have. You're right.
So you think the Packers beat the Lions?
I don't know. I'm just something to say.
All right.
Who should I take in my Survivor? Saints over Falcons or Vikings over Bears?
Ooh,
Vikings over Panthers. I'm fucked.
I'd go Saints.
Yeah. We'll see. All right, Tim.
Bart, it's been a pleasure. It's I'll good see to see luck. You. Yeah, I'll yes, see you I luck. Can't. I can't wait. I can't wait.
Yeah, you can.
Go Brewers.
Fuck off.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Before I give you the Bucks post-game action, their game against the Wizards, I do want to go through some voicemails. Got some good ones. Voicemails brought to you by carloft.com/Bart. That's actually the website. They're brought to you by Carl's Place. And they've got different sales going on for Black Friday as well. If you want to check out everything going on there, when you get an enclosure, you can get 25% off Carl's Place branded accessories using the coupon code SIMSZN25. SIMSEASON25. If you just want to check it out, again, golf simulators, enclosures, accessories, all that stuff, whether it's their, you know, golf mat or all that kind of stuff. So you get the simulator. There's a lot of stuff you want with it, whether it's the camera or whatever. You can check it out. carloft.com/Bart is where you can go for that. Voicemails 402-915-BART, 402-915-2278. If you ever want to leave one, I did put that number back in my Bart Winkler Show X. And speaking of X, the man who really hammers that point home that we call it that and probably hates Elon more than me, Matt in the Falls. This was Thursday night of last week. He was watching Bengals Ravens, but he threw out an idea out there that I wanted to get onto the show. So here's Matt's voicemail from Thursday.
Hey, Bart, it's me. Sitting here in the Matt Cave watching Bengals Ravens for one of the few times this year that I've actually been like, oh, wow, Thursday Night Football is a game that is worth putting my eyeballs on for more than 5 seconds. But now Joe Burrow is hurt. So I have a pretty radical idea. I think the NFL should contract to 20 teams, maybe 18. I'm not sure how the playoff thing would work there, but it's clear that there are, you know, 15, maybe 10 people who could play quarterback in the NFL, and watching football with these backup quarterbacks is so bad. I don't know. I mean, this is the NFL with backup quarterbacks. I don't know how you watch any of that XFL mumbo jumbo, any of that stuff with these amateurs. Because, I mean, even with a backup quarterback, this is tough. So I think the NFL should contract, and then that puts a higher concentration, a higher percentage of teams would have an actually good quarterback, and then the backups would all be good because you'd have some starters, like the lower third of the league, they would become backups. So you'd have some, you know, some decent. I mean, they still suck because, I mean, if you're the 20th best quarterback in the NFL, you fucking suck. So they should probably be a backup. And we just do the, you know, 16, 18, 20 teams. Everybody has a good quarterback and everybody has a decent back. And, you know, we don't have to, like, I don't know. It's just football sucks when the quarterback sucks. That's just all there is to it. The NFL is not very good this year.
I hate the I hate the suggestion. I like the thinking behind the suggestion. I'm always up for outside of the box ideas. I would never want to see this league lose teams. I'll say to Matt's point, I'm trying to figure out a survivor team this weekend. And all these matchups are pretty awful. Titans, Panthers, Falcons, Saints, Colts, Bucks, Giants, Patriots, Broncos, Browns, Cardinals, Rams, Vikings, Bears. There's just a lot of shit this weekend. And there's a lot of shitty quarterbacks that are going to be starting. Tim Boyle's getting a start. All this Black Friday attention. All this hoopla. The NFL, they carved out Black Friday. They're putting a game on Black Friday. They're acting like they invented the 30th day of February. I mean, I'm offended. I was offended how much, like, I don't know. This whole discussion about Black Friday has been like a 3-year in the making thing. It's just a game on a Friday afternoon of a holiday weekend. Big fucking deal. There's 30 games in college on that day. Should we do Black Friday? Do we do it? Will people watch? What do you think? Most shit people are watching. All of America is going to be watching Tim Boyle play quarterback. All of this for Tim Boyle. Zach Wilson sucks. Desmond Ritter's getting a start this weekend. I mean, is Will Levis good? He had a good game. Is Bryce Young good? Who's starting for the Bengals? Jake Browning? God. Patriots all have bad quarterbacks. Daniel Jones stinks. The Browns, they're hurt. This is a thing that I saw Gary Ellerson tweet or put on his Facebook, and I stole it on CBS also. Who's the fifth best quarterback in the NFC? Who's the fifth best quarterback in the NFC? Who's the fifth best quarterback? You got Purdy, Prescott, Hurts, and then Goff, right? You would go with those four. But then who? Of who's playing right now? Derek Carr, Desmond Ritter, Baker Mayfield, Bryce Young, Jordan Love, Josh Dobbs, Justin Fields, Kyler Murray, Matt Stafford, Geno Smith, Daniel Jones, Sam Howell. Who's the fifth one? Who's the fifth one? The answer is obviously Jordan Love. Did you guys see him fucking yesterday? He was amazing. That's Matt in the Falls, 402-915-BART. This is from Brick in West Dallas. This is a more recent voicemail coming on Monday morning.
Happy Victory Monday, Bart the Link Liver. It's Brick in West Dallas. Really happy calling on Victory Monday. It's always a good time to see a win. So I'm just excited for that. It was a sloppy game, kind of by everybody involved. But a win's a win, and I'll take it. Even if Hot Tank Jake, man, that's kind of a tongue twister, doesn't like it, that's okay. He has a title to his opinion. And I also had to chuckle that apparently metrosexual is like a terrible slur. Is that like the new cuck or whatever that people are calling now? But anyway, I'm rambling again. But great win. It was exciting to see the young wide receivers play well. Jordan Love looked really, really good. I'm still a little concerned with his deep ball. The Dobbs touchdown was an amazing catch by Dobbs. Go attack the ball, which you don't see a ton. Especially in young wide receivers, they try to like basket catch it, which allows, you know, the defender to get their arm in there. I think they mentioned that in the broadcast. I really wasn't paying attention to those guys. They were not very good. Apparently, they hated the Packers and only loved the Chargers. It was not great announcing by them. But deep ball is a concern from Love. Seems to underthrow it a little bit, but I guess that gives your receivers a chance to make a play versus, you know, make throwing an uncatchable, overthrown ball. All in all, can't complain too much. Rashawn Gary, Kenny Clark, didn't do a ton during this game, but showed up big late with a big sack, and then Kenny Clark get his big old bear claw up there and knocked it down to secure the win. Last thing I'll say is Matt LaFleur had a pretty good game calling-wise, except for some reason when he's in that, like, 4-minute-esque kind of time frame when he, you know, hey, it's not 2-minute drill, right? You don't have to score. You're not trying to necessarily run the clock out, but you can definitely put the game away with a nice long sustained drive. He just forgets how to call a balanced game and just those deep shot, screen, and then takes no time off the clock and gives the other team a chance. So despite their best efforts, the Packers won that game. So I will celebrate a win. Like I said last week, a win is great. A loss isn't the worst thing in the world, but I'm happy with the win. Real quick on the Bucs, good to see them starting to click a little bit. It was fun basketball watching that NFC season tournament against Charlotte. So we're going for the cup, baby. All right, everyone have a great Thanksgiving week. D. Sean O'Connell is right. Thanksgiving is the best holiday. Halloween, Christmas, Easter, whatever. Y'all can go suck it because Thanksgiving is where it's at. All right, everybody have the day you deserve, and I'll catch you on the flip side.
I wouldn't tell Easter to go suck it. They're all LaFleur. I'm proud of LaFleur. I'm proud of him. He had a mid off with Brandon Staley and he won, or more accurately, he didn't lose. Brandon Staley melting down the Chargers coach afterwards. Matt LaFleur, I was too conservative again. I don't know. It's like, do I want him to admit it or do I not? I don't know. I just want a coach who's an alpha, is what I want. And I say this in a mocking voice, even though that is kind of what my take has been. Packers made some moves. We need a running back. We got one. Patrick Taylor, you are a Green Bay Packer. Welcome home. They signed him off the Patriots practice squad. So if you're on a practice squad, any other team can sign you. And then the Patriots, I think the Patriots get the chance to sign him. But they didn't. So the Packers get Patrick Taylor back. They got James Robinson back. He's on the practice squad. Will probably be activated because you'll need three guys. And then they cut Levitt, the safety, who is Rich Bisaccia's best friend on special teams. They cut him. So pretty big deal. Pretty massive deal, which it is a big deal because it opens up a single number. He's wearing number 6. A lot of these guys like numbers. So that's actually the biggest takeaway of Dallin Levitt getting cut, is that it opens up a single number. That should be the take on sports radio throughout Wisconsin here today. I have another voicemail. This is from Spark Guy. And speaking of Sparky, I will see Sparky next week. The toy drive is back for WSSP. I'll try to lock down some days, but I'm going to be out there at the 6th and Ross and Blaine's Farm and Fleet in Oak Creek. I'm going to get back out there this year. Don't know what day yet, but that is the plan. Okay, here is Spark Guy.
Spark Guy here. A couple things on a comment on the after game podcast that I just listened to. One, I think your sermon on patience, I just think it's fundamentally flawed. Look up the term conflation fallacy. Continuing to tie Adrian Griffin to Jordan Love is just fool's gold. The Adrian Griffin response is completely insane. 10 games, we've seen the guy for less than a month. Giannis and Lillard have played together less than a month. Do they kind of conclusions on that? It's just completely insane. Pairing that to Jordan Love, who we now have, has been on the team 4 years. We have an NFL track record that 10 games is a lot in the NFL. And I think, again, I don't think people are saying that Jordan Love is terrible. He's not Zach Wilson. But I can't help but think that there isn't need for patience right now. The decision point is now. They have only a few more weeks till the end of the year, and then they must decide. Practically speaking, are they tied to Jordan Love for the next 4 years for $150 million? Because that's effectively it. I'd be very stunned if he comes back for a fifth year at the $20 million option. He's going to have to make that decision. And making that decision as Packer fan, I just struggle to understand what you guys are talking about with what are you looking for? Because anything less than a top 10 quarterback with those numbers will completely handicap your organization. Look at Daniel Jones. Look at some of these other guys to get that deal. And that is the decision point. That is why there is urgency to grading out Love. And again, my point is being mid in the NFL is so frustrating. And you struggle with the idea of, do you make that investment? So no, I think all the criticisms of him as well are completely warranted, and I wouldn't put a lot of stock in those games, again, having seen bad quarterbacking. It was a bad pass defense. Yes, he threw for 300. Yes, he did his job. But you know who else did that? Again, from a Bears point of view, Mitch Trubisky. He had plenty of those games against Buccaneers or else. Watch the full scope of what he does in the pocket. Finally, I do have to comment on this ripping on fans. This whole idea of ripping on Packer fans for not cheering enough, this and that, they will cheer for the product that's on the field. When they've been at their peak, there's been no problem with the crowd. I don't understand that. It is when they've struggled the last 2 years that the complaints about the crowd come. Who's the biggest proponent of the crowd being louder? Stupid Matt LaFleur. He is waving his arms like a donkey all the time. All the time. Instead of concentrating the product on the field. People will cheer for the product on the field. People I know, I'm getting gold tickets. People I know that were there yesterday said the crowd was great. Why? Because the team did show some fight and they played well. Concern about the crowd, it's tied to the performance. Be concerned about what Gutekunst and LaFleur are doing and not doing for the organization. The crowd doesn't matter.
Spark Guy also said on Twitter, to add to where he was on the voicemail, I think he got cut off, but cut off in a nice way. Love at 4-6 is nothing like Rodgers at 6-10. Christian Watson in 2023 is nothing like Devontae in 2015. I don't know. I don't got a lot of hope for Watson. I mean, I hope he's good, but I'm not banking on it. What are we comparing? What's your bar on Love? See, a lot of people have decided that Jordan Love is not the answer. And so there's no bar. The bar always changes. He had a nice game. He had a nice game on Sunday. That's all anyone said. He had a nice game on Sunday. And then, oh, the defense, Chargers defense sucks. Okay. What do you want him to do? Play worse? Well, you can't even do good against a shitty defense. All right. Is there any performance that would have been acceptable on Sunday? Or is it always going to be the Chargers defense sucked? I'm seeing growth. I'm seeing him improve. I'm seeing him get better. Is he good enough to warrant $40 million a year? No. Is that what he's going to get? I don't know. Is that what he's going to demand from the Packers? Will he get it somewhere else? Probably not. Yeah, there's a little bit of an urgency. We've talked about that because they got to decide. That's what happens when you sit a quarterback for 3 years. Rodgers, looked very good. And you could tell. You could tell, this is going to be a fart. This is, we got another guy. Love it. You don't know. I don't think Love's going to be a Hall of Famer. Is that the bar? Does it have to be that? Because if it has to be that, we're going to get a lot worse than Jordan Love. And if you want to tank, like we could have tanked last year, could have tanked and drafted Bryce Young. He didn't look that great. Could have got CJ Stroud. Okay, well, what do you want to do? You want to pick between Drake May and Caleb Williams? Take the wrong one. You want a bad draft pick so you can draft a left tackle at 5 instead of at 12? I mean, who fucking cares? You guys keep moving the bar. I'm speaking to people that don't like Love or think he's bad. You can't travel the whole universe because the universe is always expanding. And you can't say that Love is ever good because your bar for him is always expanding. He's never going to reach the goal for you. And I don't know what you're looking for. If you wanted him to step in like CJ Stroud, that's different. CJ Stroud was the number 2 overall pick. Love was the 4th quarterback taken in that draft. And he's probably the 5th best one out of it with Jalen Hurts. I don't know. I don't know what you want. The Packers, when they got Rodgers, yeah, they drafted in a similar position. But for some reason, nobody took a quarterback. You play that 2005 draft over again. Alex Smith goes 1. Rodgers doesn't go lower than 3. He probably goes 2. Teams are taking quarterbacks. For whatever reason, they didn't. You can't. That's why the Packers took Rodgers in the first place, because they couldn't. They were stunned how far this guy fell. I don't know how good Jordan Love is or can be. But and if you say there's an urgency, we still have 8 games left or whatever. Decide then. We don't need to make a decision on Love today. He's fine. He's doing fine. He's good. He can improve. He's not great. He's not ass. Love might not be the best 5 quarterback in the NFC or top 5, but he's not bottom 5. I don't know. It really annoys me. Again, patience. You don't really need a lot of patience if you order from happyplacehemp.com because they will get those gummies out to you very, very quickly. I hope you got yours ready for Thanksgiving. I hope you got yours ready when the family's getting a little bonkers and all the ladies are sitting around that table drinking wine like it's the first time they've ever seen a bottle of red before. No offense. You're going to need a gummy to help you get through those times and maybe pass out on Grandpa's lounger. HappyPlaceHemp.com, 25% off every single order with the promo code BART. We've been running this for a year. And so how many times have you taken advantage of that code? Once? Twice? 10? Do it again. Promo code is BART. They got the different gummies, CBD, CBN. Those are the ones that I use to help me sleep because for whatever reason, I just cannot like sleep. So those help me. They've been a godsend. Delta 8 gummies, Delta 9. You can also get it as tinctures, whether it's for pets or for humans. You can try a sampler pack just to see what you like. And there's a lot more you can check out too. HappyPlaceHemp.com. Promo code is BART for 25% off. We will talk a little Bucks here, and I mean a little. I don't know how long I will go with this recap of the Bucks beating the Wizards. I don't know that it deserves a long recap. And really, we're mainly on the doorstep of Bucks and Celtics. That's what we are looking forward to coming up on Wednesday night, which I will be live after the moment that game ends from the comfort of my in-laws. The Bucks do get a victory. And on Monday, on a busy Monday night, you got Monday Night Raw. The USA lost to Trinidad and Tobago, but I hate when we play them. They cost us the World Cup once. You got this Eagles-Chiefs game, which is big. And you have you just got a lot going on. A lot of college basketball. Wisconsin. How did Wisconsin end up doing? They won that game. Yeah, wow. Good for them. Marquette in a late game against UCLA. So Milwaukee did lose to Stetson, so that's a problem. But the Milwaukee Bucks beat the Washington Wizards, and the Bucks have looked really, really good as of late. Now, there were times back and forth, you're thinking, okay, Bucks, what are you doing here? Are you going to win this game or not? It got a little too close for comfort. They allowed Jordan Poole to have 30 points. It's the first time that he's had 30 points all season, but they ultimately got the dub, 142-129. We are looking specifically at how Lillard and Giannis are playing together, because when they play separate, they've said Lillard feels a little more comfortable. Giannis feels a little more comfortable, but this is a pairing that's been in the works apparently for years. A little group chat with Pat Connaughton, which may count as tampering. I don't know. We'll see. A lot of people goading Pat Connaughton for that revelation Damian Lillard had on a podcast. Lillard 3 of 6 from 3, 5 of 14 overall, but this guy gets to the line. I think what I am appreciating about watching these games, and it sucks to have to compare him to Drew because we love Drew and Drew did so well for us. So it sucks to have to compare him all the time. But the fact that Lillard can just go and get to the line so simply is such a nice addition to this team, something that they didn't really have. And Giannis could do it, but then he couldn't make the free throws. Okay. And Drew never did it. And Dame does it. You know, when you play against like Harden or those guys and they're always getting the line, you're like, man, fuck this. Well, now Dame's doing it. It's awesome. And so I love to see it. So Dame, yeah, he had 22 points on 5 made field goals, but he had 9 free throws, and that's been really good to see. So good night tonight. You know, get the wins that you need to get. Bobby had a nice spurt there in the third quarter. He ended up with 17 points. Malik Beasley is becoming a favorite. He's becoming a favorite. He got unleashed the other night. That one game Giannis didn't play, Malik Beasley got unleashed. 3 for 5 from three tonight. 16 points for him. Brooke was 16. Middleton up to 23 minutes and 18. Every starter had at least 16 points. So a really nice, evenly paced game. And then there's Giannis. Almost a triple-double. 13 boards, 8 assists. 20 of 23 shooting. Did not take a three. 2 for 6 from the line. And 42 points. And I think if you start to look at what Giannis has been up to, Giannis, the last handful of games, 54 and 12, 35 and 10, 35 and 11. We're doing points and rebounds here. 6 and 8. That was against Charlotte. 28 minutes there. 40 and 15, 42 and 13. So Damian comes over. The guy in the last six games has scored only less than 35 once. I know you guys hate it, but 240 burgers in a 54-point game. So a really impressive couple of nights from Giannis and the Bucks. The Hornets did play tonight. I mentioned the Hornets. And they played the Celtics. And the Celtics did not beat the Hornets. And Jrue Holiday kind of got cooked by LaMelo Ball, broke his ankle there. Hornets beat the Celtics in overtime. Now, who did not play for Boston? Derek White did not play, and Horford did not play. And I saw somebody say, oh, they're resting him up for the Bucks. Could they be? The Hornets improved to 4-9, beating Boston in overtime. Tatum with 45. Pritchard with 21 off the bench. But the Hornets, who the Bucks just beat in in-season tournament play, beat up on the Celtics. And now it's a showdown of all showdowns on Wednesday night. And there is going to be too much put into this game. This Bucks-Celtics game, either way, too much is going to be put into it. Win or loss is going to get too much attention. Taylor says, Bucks win again and Celtics lose to the Hornets. So the Celtics better fire their coach now since they lost. That's how it works. You lose in the NBA, you have to fire your coach. Archon 14 has decreed it so. Q, who comes on my Packer post games crying and sad, comes on the Bucks ones happy and jovial.
Yay! Go Bucks, go!
You know what? I'm going to bring both of you idiots in here, Q and Jake.
Hey, Jake.
What's that?
Did you guys hear the news?
Sorry, I was reading my book. What's going on?
I can't. You're doing green screen comedy with the book. If there's a prop comedy, I couldn't see the book.
Yeah, I was going for it.
Put it in front of your face. Put it in front of your face. Okay, that's your word. You have a green book in front of a. This is a disaster. We're not saying the word draft anymore on the Bart Winkler Show until 2024.
What's the point then?
We're not talking about the draft. The way you guys are so sad. It's just like it. You really. I woke up today. You really pissed me off. I just must say.
What? I'm sorry.
Q more than Jake.
What did I do?
You were so fucking sad.
I was happy about Jordan Love.
You were just sad.
I was like, I don't know. Let's talk about the Bucks. Oh my God. Jake just changed his background to the 2024 draft.
What are you talking about?
That's fine. All right. Your thoughts on the Bucks. Did you guys both watch the game or are you just here to kibitz?
No, I watched.
Yeah, it was good. Right, I think anybody that thought the Bucks were losing, like, calm down. This was clearly like a roll the ball out onto the court, expend as little energy as possible so you can just get ready for that Boston game. And then when they needed to win, they were like, all right, let's shut this down.
Q, your thoughts?
I thought it was a really fun game. I know there was a lot of commentary about how the game was setting defense back in the league. But for a Monday night against an inferior opponent, I thought the offense was a lot of fun. Obviously, Giannis had an amazing stat line. I thought Dame was sitting on 7 assists for, like, I think he had 7 assists early in the third quarter. I'm just getting really, really impressed with Damian Lillard. Like, I think every other podcast I come on and say, like, I don't think I had an appreciation for who he was as a player. The assists, getting to the foul line. He hit some – he really seems like he's getting in a groove. I like the A.J. Green minutes in the first half.
Stalas Tom says A.J. Green needs some serious minutes on Wednesday.
Wrong, yeah, A.J. I think it's pretty – it's great that – I guess if Jay's going to be out, him being out this time of year so we can see who of the young guys really rise to the occasion to fill in those minutes. Hopefully Marjan will be back on Wednesday for that big Boston matchup. But it's – I don't know. This is a really fun team. I don't know what we're calling the little, like, wiggle. But
Beasley,
like the Beasley, it's now everyone though, because like Giannis was doing it for a big campaign three during this game. So I just love this team, and I think that everyone seems really comfortable. Which this early in the year with this much change, I think like I'm gonna give Griff credit for that, just because it seems like everybody has room to be themselves. On your points on Boston, I'm not expecting much in Boston, like with Jay Crowder out. And I don't know. I feel like this team, but the team has been playing really, really well. But with Crowder out and Chris still on restricted minutes, it'll be interesting to see how we match up. But
here, Zach says, how about this? Sit the big four, show them nothing.
Oh, no, we don't talk like that on this show. No, you don't intentionally lose games. Losing's bad. You don't do that. Uh-uh.
Totally different.
I
like this idea. Oh, by the way, you said wrong AJ for Andre Jackson. The spirit of Bud is alive. He started the other night, then played 1 minute tonight. So
that was a Scott Skiles move. Like, I remember back in the day, John Henson had a 20-20 game, and then Scott Skiles played him 0 minutes in the next game, just healthy scratch. Just hated young players.
Yeah.
How dare you get over on your own?
Yeah. Maybe facetiously, maybe tongue in cheek, but because I want to win, I don't mind just never showing them anything all season.
I mean, they're a professional basketball team. They have tape. They have film.
No, yeah, but just get it. I think that gets it. I think beating us, I don't know, if we're us beating them doesn't get in their heads as much as us not playing anybody. And then if we don't play anybody and we win, I like it. I'm going to campaign for it.
I hope that the Celtics don't get dirty. Like they're,
yeah, that's why you sit everyone. Just sit everyone.
Well, they got rid of Marcus Smart. Like, they don't have Big Bob down there anymore. So, I don't know.
Yeah.
I think we don't have to worry about that.
In Chris's post-game interview, he seemed, like, genuinely excited to match up against Drew on Wednesday. And I would assume that that's echoed by the rest of the team.
Drew got cooked tonight.
We'll see how Drew feels. We'll see if he's as excited to see them as they are to see him. I mean, he could be the one that's taking cheap shots.
This is the biggest, like, game. I know the Mavs game was big and fun on a Saturday night, but this is, like, the most outside of in-season tournament play.
I was going to say, it's not even the biggest game of this week. Like, we got
a tournament game Friday, right?
We got Washington at home again on Friday. So,
but wait. Did you just insinuate that Drew Holiday would get dirty with Milwaukee?
I mean, based on his wife's comments, there's some bad blood.
I mean, he's probably not happy about getting traded. Who would be? But when has Drew Holiday ever shown anything other than great sportsmanship in his time in the league? He's loved by everybody.
When was the last time he got stiffed by a franchise that, like, he poured his heart and soul into?
Well, he loved being in New Orleans. They traded him. I don't remember him taking any shots at them.
I think he got traded to like a good situation. We traded him to Portland. We did not trade him to the Celtics.
I don't know. I think that's overplayed. It's a business. These guys understand it. He's getting paid in the 30s millions annually. He won a ring with Milwaukee. I highly doubt he has any bad blood for the team, maybe for the front office, but he's not going to stiff those guys that he called his brothers for 3 years or whatever it was. So I don't buy that. My theory is that Drew is our saboteur for Boston, and then he's going to opt out and sign with us for the taxpayers mid-level next year.
For the I would return. Love that. That would be amazing. God,
you guys are just whatever kind of milk you guys have been drinking is spoiled rotten.
It's protein shakes, bruh.
414 Badger says, Q, you think Drew Holiday is going to be throwing elbows out there because of his wife's Instagram? Take it down about 10 notches.
I don't know if this show can handle Q taking it down another notch.
Stalis, any response, Q? No, I just want to say that I like the Bucks to win. Q?
I'm good.
Stalis wants to know why we're talking Bucks when the Kelseys are meeting the Swifts. That is off. They did not meet tonight. Taylor wanted to be there when they met. She's got a concert tonight that got rescheduled, so she didn't want to not be there when the parents met.
Yeah, was that the death makeup show?
I don't know. NNYE66 says, thanks for everything, Bart. Time to move on for me. These clowns get too much airtime. So this guy is going to leave all that I ever have done because as there's like the game that you should be watching's on, we're just talking like friends. So that's probably you could just not watch tonight's, but that's fine. Again, it's not an airport. You don't need to announce your departure. I'm gonna miss 414 Badger says, I'm sorry, Q. That was mean of me.
Well, I'm just like you guys commenting. We just come call in. You can come join the conversation. Like, we welcome all opinions.
Matt is saying that NYE666 should jump on, you fucking coward.
Yeah, that's kind of my sentiment. Thank you, Matt.
In a nicer way, that's what Q was saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, again, like
a younger me would have hit him with some swear words and
not every piece of Bart Winkler content out on this earth is going to be good. For instance, I did a show tonight on CBS Sports Radio. I thought was all right. The one I did on Saturday was complete ass. So it's not always going to be good. I just try to put my best foot forward, and I like to open the door and just talk to people as they come.
Well, I'll tell you what, Bart, the best thing for any avenue of entertainment is I always say, give me an A or give me an F. I don't want anything in the middle. You're going to be entertained if you get one of those two things.
Mm, yeah.
And I think that's where your comfort zone is.
No, I mean, I this would be the first time that if people are going to leave, I might as well start advertising for COVID shots again, make it worth my while. He's good.
There you go.
Looking paid for it.
I was going to say that NYE, he looks like an alpha, so I'm kind of scared. I don't want to say anything too much but to get him all riled up.
I mean, I don't need to get all bent out of shape about one comment. Whatever. So again, the Bucks, I do want to watch the end of this game. So we'll talk a little more just to wrap up on the Bucks. And if you're listening to the audio, then disregard this. But I've got Tim Shea on Tuesday's pod. And then we go through some voicemails, including a fun proposal from Matt in the Falls about the NFL. And a Spark Guy voicemail in which he tries to once again use his Bears fandom to tell us how to feel about Jordan Love.
Can't wait.
So those are those. And if you're listening to the audio, that already happened. Unless I got this to Tim to edit before he went to bed for the evening. The Celtics game, I do think, is huge. Again, in-season tournament notwithstanding, the Philadelphia games, the Celtics games, the Heat games, they're all going to be big. But the Celtics one is going to take on a life of its own. Anytime that the Bucks and the Celtics play, it will get more attention one way or the other. Just like what I said about the Packers and the Bears, whatever happened in week one was going to get too much attention. This is going to get way too much attention. Even if, like, the way that I was cocking off about Adrian Griffin on Saturday night, and I just wanted to cock off to the people that were like asking for a coach to be fired after 10 games. That's ridiculous. Still hasn't lost since. And in fact, the Bucks actually didn't lose the game before that was printed either. So really just still the dumbest thing. Will be hard to top the fan base's reaction to that ever. I think the Bucks have now won 5 in a row. They have the Celtics. Q mentioned they've got that game against Washington, then Portland on Sunday, then an in-season tournament group stage finale, massive game on Tuesday for the Bulls, and then we get into December. But yeah, these games, Boston, you got Boston this Wednesday on Blackout Wednesday, which I invented, and then you've got them on January 11th, and then March 20th, and April 9th. All of these games nationally televised, as you would expect, ESPN getting a pair and TNT getting a pair. But this one, I just really hope the Bucks win, just because I don't want to deal, like, the Celtics fans will act like they won the trade, the East, the finals, and I wish I could just ignore it, but we will see it one way or the other. So very much want a Bucks win more than ever. M Shark says Bucks fans will freak out if they lose, and you'll have that too. I mean, if they lose,
well, I was fully expecting them to lose against Boston on Wednesday, but tonight makes me a little bit more confident that it's going to be a good game.
Tonight, I think Saturday made me more confident. Tonight did nothing for my confidence. We beat a team we were supposed to beat. But game was, like,
for me, it was more the aspect of that they didn't have to expend a ton of energy. Like, yes, everybody's going to talk about the lack of defense, but again, pretty much when Dame came in with about 5 minutes left, they just blew him out to end it. You know, they could do whatever they wanted. So, I feel pretty good about Wednesday. Do we have time to talk about what Tom Brady said?
Hold on. I don't want to leave the Bucks yet.
Yeah, I don't know what he said. So hold on that. I don't know what he said.
Okay.
The other thing, with the Bucks is I just don't I appreciate that people are fired up, and it's good for me. Like, if I want people to watch a post game, you got to be interested in the actual game. So it's good for me. It'll be good for me on Wednesday night. I just think that Bucks fans, and maybe all fans of all teams, but I think that we have a tendency to, we want to, like, we don't ever want to feel the heartbreak of losing in the playoffs again. And we don't like that sudden heartbreak, kind of like what Drew felt. So we put up walls and we put up guard rails. And so we get, instead of being happy all year and then really, really mad when something bad happens, we're just miserable the entirety of our life to prevent from being really miserable at one time. So that's a weird human thing that I think extends to more than just Bucks fans.
I lost you on that one.
A little bit.
No, we don't want, like, okay, take it back to the 2014 NFC Championship game. Remember that?
Oh, joy. Yeah, I remember.
Remember how stunning and stark the pain was?
Yes.
So instead of feeling that, we're always sad.
That actually changed me as a person, that game.
I was just talking, and maybe I'll bring this up with Grant and Paul again, but I was texting with them, and I said, you know what? I'm going to go watch this is because we love our heartache. I'm going to go watch the 2020 NFC Championship game again. Because that might have been, like, worse than 2020 or 2014. That game against the Buccaneers was awful, but we were so scarred.
Yeah, it's was maybe a little worse in the sense that, like, in 2014, you felt like, well, they'll get back. 2020, you didn't know. You're like, maybe that was it. Like, maybe we really are going to do one Super Bowl with Rodgers. And lo and behold.
All right. Did you have anything else on Bucks?
Have you ever rewatched the Bucks finals? Like game six.
I have game 4, 5, and 6 all queued up on my DVR to, like, the play of each game.
You know what's weird is
that we were getting cooked by Frank Kaminsky in the game six? And
that it was COVID. It's like so weird to look and see Fiserv with the like seats behind the benches push back because they were keeping the fans away from the players. It's just so weird to see that. I don't know. It like shakes me every time I watch it. It's like, it like takes away from the enjoyment of the game. Even, I was there and thought nothing of COVID when I was there, but it's just weird to watch it.
It wasn't COVID in the Deer District.
But
I mean, there were 60,000 people there.
No, it was fine.
I think to your point on just fans putting up walls or being impatient, I'm getting really frustrated with all the Chris Middleton hate on Twitter. It just seems like people can't let the guy. Now? I don't know. People were all over him in the first half, like during the first quarter, because he missed a shot and then he hit like his next three and had like a bunch of assists. And then they're like, oh, wait, just kidding. Like Chris is fine. Like I think he had his best game tonight, and people just can't give the guy any space to get back into it. And here's my take. Here's the gist of my take. So it took Giannis and Dame 10 games to get used to the new reality of having a new coach and like working together. Well, Chris is playing half these games. He's only playing 20 minutes. So it's probably going to take him twice as long or 20 games to like get into a rhythm and understand how he's going to fit into this offense. So just give the guy a break, and we don't need him to be the old Chris. We just need him to be a third option, and he's going to be a fantastic third option. So just chill out, people. I'm getting sick of the hate.
Our guy Toby has a comment. He says he knew Giannis was dropping 40 tonight.
Did he take that to the casino? Is that why he's smiling so big in his picture?
That is a very nice picture. Toby's a very nice, handsome young man. Jake, you had a Tom Brady thought?
Yeah, so he did an interview with Stephen A. Smith, and people are kind of taking him to task because he's talking about how mediocre the NFL is this year. And he broke it down, and he thinks the coaching has gotten worse. He thinks the development of young players have gotten worse. But I have a theory that I've seen this coming for a long, long time. And it's that once we started to learn more about concussions, CTE, parents aren't letting their kids play football the same way that they would before. So gradually,
I don't think that that's affected it yet.
Well, I think it's starting. I mean, the talent, little by little, all the talented kids are going to play basketball. They're going to play soccer. They're going to play baseball. And we may be starting to see the beginning of that, where, you know, the uber talented athletic freaks, they're gravitating towards the other sports. So I think it's inevitable. And my,
well, especially if you watch every time the Bills are on fucking national TV, there's two players get carted off the field. They show like DeMar Hamlin every time, like, ugh.
Well, yeah. And you know,
but it is, there's not a lot of good teams. One of the things I mentioned on CBS Monday night was because the Chiefs are playing the Eagles. And so if anyone's going to knock them off, who will be the one to knock them off? And I was power ranking the teams, and I thought, okay, the Ravens, I think, can play anywhere. And the Lions could maybe make some hay, and San Fran could go into Philly and get a win. And then I'm like, well, who the fuck else? Maybe Dallas, maybe Buffalo if they get in. Like, who's good? Who's good enough to beat the Eagles or the Chiefs? This is your Super Bowl. Unless there's like an injury, we're watching the Super Bowl tonight.
Even the Chiefs are boring now. Like, it's Mahomes and Kelsey. Like, the rest of the offense is pretty blah. Well,
you want more Rashee Rice?
I want Tyreek Hill back there.
414 Badger says it's due to the lack of fullbacks in the league.
Power eye, baby.
And then if you look at a lot of these games this weekend, like, fuck, a lot of these games are dog shit. There's only three games, I think, with teams of winning records. The primetime games we're getting, Thursday's going to be a massacre. In all these different games, Monday night's Bears Vikings, Sunday night's Chargers Ravens. Chargers are bad. We broke Brandon Staley, which is funny. You got all pissed.
You're right. Thursday is going to be a massacre, and there's going to be a lot of Packer fans that are going to be confused. It's funny. They just got that stellar win. It's unbelievable. How could they lose to Detroit?
Bart, you're a lasagna house for Thanksgiving, right?
Don't you ever fucking say that again. Ever. Any more bucks on any way? Otherwise, this will be the end of tonight's program.
No, but I did have a quick alpha take, if you don't mind, as my goodbye message. It's a big alpha time of year because it's deer hunting season. So it's great because I remember as a bartender, I would always clean up because all the alphas would be up north sitting in a camouflage tent, drinking beer, pretending to hunt something. And then all the alphas' wives would be at the bar tipping me and then leaving with all the betas at the bar going home with them. So I don't know. Nothing but respect for the alphas out there. Go get that venison while your wife is, you know, getting some different meat. So
getting the sausage.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to Wednesday's Boston game. Are we doing a post game or are we going to skip that one?
I went on 45 minutes after Bucks Wizards during Chiefs Eagles. You think I'm skipping Bucks fucking Celtics?
I don't know. You're family Bart guy now.
Is the Bucks guy now. We've got to give that to him.
I'm doing one for Bucks Celtics.
All right.
Okay. I do, however, okay, I will. Let me just tell you the Bart Winkler show schedule, okay? If anyone cares. And I hope you do. Wednesday night, I'll be doing a post-game show. Thursday, I'll do a quick one after the Packers play. And then I'm not going to do
in season.
Well, not doing one. I think I'm gonna go to that one.
Oh, nice.
Bucks play Sunday against the Trailblazers.
Afternoon game.
No Packers.
I will not be doing a show that day. No show next Monday.
Damn.
For the holiday. That makes sense.
If it's my wife's birthday, so I'm gonna not do one.
Oh,
you do deserve an off day too, Bart.
I mean, I just took one last week, but
plus, I'm sure Marvel has season 46 in the seventh stage of the universe of.
I'm so desperate for Marvel content. You know what I started watching now? I started watching the old X-Men cartoon from the 90s.
Oh, they're rebooting that.
That's why I'm watching it.
Yeah. They're rebooting. What? Why? All right, I gotta go.
It's a continuation.
Yeah, they're just keeping it going. It's like the Bart Winkler show and then the Bart Winkler podcast. We just keep it going.
All right, Q, peace. Everybody on the stream, thank you. And we will see you new episode with Grant and Paul coming out. And then I will be on live with you from Parts Unknown on Wednesday night after Bucks Celtics. A massive game with somewhat minor implications that will be reacted to in a major way. Bucks Celtics. Matt's right. Bucks Celtics. I will talk to you soon. The Bart Winkler Show. Three words, put them all together.
If you only have a 401k, you're not getting the most for retirement.
Wait, what?
Add a Robinhood IRA on top, then they'll boost it by 3%.
You can do that?
And if you transfer in any retirement account, you get 3% on top of that.
Is there a limit to the match?
No limit. Robinhood Gold gets you the biggest contribution match of any IRA on the market. Sign up for Robinhood Gold at Robinhood.com/boost by April 30th. Subscription fees apply.
Investing involves risk. 3% match requires gold for 1 year from first match. Must keep IRA for 5 years. Match on transfers subject to additional terms and conditions. Robinhood Financial LLC. Member SIPC.